Hello, hello, hello to our blessed tribe, and hello to my co-host Raj and Daryl. Welcome to this very special 26th, actually, episode of season one of the Blessed Podcast. Welcome.
Hello, hello, hello. So happy to be here today. We're about to wrap up our season one and super excited. We're going to share some celebrations with you all today. Raj, you want to kick us off?
Yeah. Hey, everyone. You know, it's been quite a journey. If you have been listening to us and you are up to this episode, wow. Welcome. We love you. We are grateful for you. And I'm glad that you stuck with us for this long and that you are now a full-fledged season one founding tribal member.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome to the family.
Family. Holy shit. I hope you've gotten some really powerful insights and that this journey has just been, you know, you've seen the ups and downs in our own episodes and our own challenges, and in your own life, it's come through. And, you know, Kate, how's it been for you?
I always feel like at the end of something like this, and especially that it's interesting how the last many months have gone for us, that we're sort of filming this completion episode at the same time that we're actually launching the first episodes fully live onto the world. It feels, as a, from a woman's standpoint, it was something that you envisioned and brought everyone together to make happen. And it was a struggle and it took 9 months. Let's just say that today definitely feels like a day of birthing something that you really like were, you nested and nurtured for the last 9 months. So I kind of feel like I have another one of my digital children is digital babies are coming into the world. And so it's really exciting. What's exciting is both what we're going to talk about today, which is completion and celebration of the journey up until now of where we've been. But also it's a time to, like you said, thinking about the next season. It's a time to see where this, once the baby's birthed into the world, you know, how it grows up and where it goes. And so there's both sides. So I'm excited.
Very important question with that, Kate. Who's the father?
What was the question?
Who's the father? Is it?
Great question, Raj.
I'm not sure we want to know the answer. Do we need a DNA test here? Yeah.
I guess it would have to be. I guess it would have to be Raj, since you were there.
I guess it is.
You were there in the beginning. Damn so it. You're the podcast spiritual daddy.
That's all right.
I don't know if I started. Did I start cheating on you with Daryl? Is that how it works? Or we just went to polyamory? I'm not sure.
I think we just went to polyamory because it was all above the board. We all knew what was happening.
That's really great because I always say that, like, I've never done two dudes at one time, and now I feel like I have.
Now you know. It's an experience.
Maybe we should edit that part out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you guys tell we're a little giddy with excitement about recording this episode?
If they have stuck with us for this far, I guarantee our tribe has already understand that we're a bunch of wackadoos.
Right?
Well, why don't we take
strange proclivities?
Why don't we take a moment and talk about why we chose to do an actual completion episode? Because interestingly enough, you guys, Raj and Daryl already recorded episode one of season two while they were on the playa at Burning Man a couple of weeks ago. But we felt like it was important to record this episode. So I don't know who wants to talk about the power of declaring things complete.
I'm happy to take that ball. I really believe that in when you really declare something complete, it's really a powerful statement because it lets yourself and also the universe know that this thing that I've created, this chapter, whatever you want to call it, be it a relationship, it's really powerful to do for relationships as well. You know, but when you declare something complete, it kind of just ties a bow on it in your not only universal energy wise, but also with your subconscious mind. It really just says this piece is done. This chapter is now closed. And now we move on to the next one. And it also allows a moment to stop and reflect. Cause I think so often, I know for myself in my life, many times the things I do are to continue to go and go and go. What's the next thing? What's the next thing? Okay, season one's done. Let's do season two. All right. Or, you know, I got this job now. Let me get the next job. And you don't even think about everything that it took to complete that task. I mean, like, so it's really an opportunity also to reflect on the accomplishment of whatever was just completed, you know, in this case, our first season for the podcast, and to really acknowledge everything that we had to go through, the spaces, the growth, the conversations that were comfortable or uncomfortable, or, you know, the scheduling issues, or, you know, all the little nitty gritty bits and pieces that have to get done to actually make something like this, you know, or any significant project in the world. So I really think completion and declaring something complete and is a powerful, powerful practice to include in your life, you know, for anything. I mean, you know, anything that requires a fair amount of energy, and, you know, it could be relationships, it could be something with a job, right? Maybe you're transitioning to a new job, and, you know, so you like, you really declare complete, and you have conversations about what it was like and what you got out of it and what you didn't get out of it and where you're going next. And it really just opens up the door for a conversation, and also to, you know, allow your soul to say, oh, that was great. Now what?
Yeah, I totally agree. I like even declaring like an argument in a moment is over, right? It breaks the energetic bond that you had to some emotion that happened during that season, during that phase. And so, and you're right too, part of it also gives you that moment to look back and reflect. I have this great story of two of my really close friends that had been together but for a long time, but they had just grown apart, and they made a decision to break up, not because anything bad happened, but just because that phase of their lives was over. And so they had a date. They had their last date, and they spent the whole day from the morning to the afternoon and went and did all their favorite things, from like picnic in the park to stroll around town to movies to dinner to everything. And at the end of it, my friend Eva always tells me that it was really hard at the end, because during that day, they also got a chance to say everything that they wanted to say and everything they were grateful for about the time they'd spent together and all their favorite memories. And at the end of it, you're in that state of presence where you start to go for a second, like, wait, why did I? Wait, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. I'm remembering all of the wonderful things about this person and the reasons that I loved this relationship, but I'm still in the moment, presence of saying goodbye. But they had already made that decision, and they said their goodbye, but they said goodbye in a state of gratitude and appreciation for the time that they had shared. And just that conscious uncoupling process is so, it's so beautiful. So we're not saying goodbye, but we are saying goodbye, or we're giving an end to the trials and tribulations and the beauty of season one. And I think it would be fun to, if we went around and shared something that we want to celebrate, or something, I don't know, maybe a funny story, anything you want to share that was interesting or funny or whatever for you personally about season one.
You know, season one was quite a little journey for us. I mean, you know, I've never really taken age like this, I guess, to really record something to this in depth, to do 26 episodes, technically 27 now, with season two already done. Sorry, it's been a powerful season. You know, just the fact that we've been able to just have all these conversations and deepen into the understanding of consciousness, our place in the universe, our place on earth, and just, you know, like, come from a very heartfelt place. I mean, this year for me has just been really about opening up my heart and really working on the layers and removing societary conditioning. And I can see that reflected in every episode that we've done. That me personally, I have grown from every episode, and I've worked on refining myself, because now it's like I'm on a public stage. I really have to have my shit together for the most part. I mean, obviously we're human and there's going to be fuck ups along the way. So yeah, that's pretty much where I want to leave that at. What about you, Dee?
That was really great. I mean, I think there's a lot of things. There's so many things in my world as far as reflecting back at this. I think the biggest one that I'm grateful for is the opportunity to really be on this with both you and Kate, and to use this as a platform for myself really to grow and have an opportunity to really begin to express my voice out in the world in a larger way. That is the biggest piece of gratitude through this whole experience and have some of the conversations that just happen along the way and people we've gotten to meet and interact with and get related to has been absolutely incredible. And I think, you know, one of my personal favorites was, you know, the episode I did with Moises from, you know, the shaman from South America. Just being able to speak with him, get the history, get the cultural integration that he's bringing into the world right now. It's just absolutely mind blowing to me. So yeah. And I think on a personal level, like my own growth, like being able to let go of some of the insecurities I have, you know, and then you and I, Raj, just even touched on this one before this, it's like, you know, even listening to my own voice kind of annoys me sometimes and I get kind of insecure about it. So just letting go of some of these personal stories that I have about myself or insecurities of that, like, I'm not able to do this. So maybe I'm not smart enough, strong enough, you know, talented enough, or people aren't really going to listen. And just letting all of that go and realizing that what I do have to share does have value, and that, you know, here we are, you know, 26 episodes in, and we're still going, we're still working as a team and putting it all together. And like, for me, that is just an amazingly incredible thing. And just has continued to open up the door even further and further. I'm getting even more excited about our season two, you know, and Raj and I recording our first episode at Burning Man and the opportunities that are just going to start to unfold throughout this experience. I mean, I could go on forever. There's so much that has happened in my life during this podcast that I am just immensely grateful for, that I'm grateful for people who are listening and that they are willing to take the time to hear what we have to say. I mean, you know, the list just goes on and on. So anyways, I'm going to shut up now. And what about Kate? What do you got to say about this?
Well, so of course I agree with you guys that for me, there has also been a lot of personal growth through committing to a project like this. To reference what I said earlier, there's a lot of times where you have a good idea and you start something and you don't finish it, which is another reason why to me this episode was so important, is because I start a lot of projects all the time. And this one, even though it took us longer than we wanted, and I think it was harder than I expected it was going to be when I got started, and there was a lot of travel, there was a lot of delays, there was a lot of behind the scenes, there was a lot of technical issues to produce and all of that that had to be learned, was all really, really challenging. But there was a commitment to finishing what you started, or at least, you know, like to giving your word to something and actually producing what you said. And I think that that's something that we don't always, you know, people, we don't always do. And we don't, it's something I'm generally disappointed in myself about a lot of times, is that I had a good idea and I started it, but I just, other things came up, life happened. And so I'm really proud of us for all three sticking through to the end, contributing as much as we could and getting to this place. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the experience of actually being here. And I'm grateful actually that it's out in the wild today and we're recording this, because it's not even that feeling of it's going to be live very soon, you know, and we completed recording. It's like, no, we've actually completed and published our first episodes and the rest are being scheduled. So this is, you know, done, 90% done with this season. So that's really beautiful. And Daryl, you touched on it. I'm really grateful for, I think the story that I want to share is a little bit from behind the scenes. It's the people that I've had listening and editing and writing the show notes or coming up, helping me come up with titles and all of that, to hear their feedback on something that you're unsure. Like, we all just got on the phone and said, hey, we want to share what we know. And we want to, if we can help one person, or if we can reach or assist one person in their spiritual journey, like, that's a win. And even just the people working on the podcast, getting their feedback about how it inspired them to start a daily practice or to forgive themselves or somebody for something, already shows me that this podcast has made a difference. And that's really positive news. And it feels very fulfilling to have contributed in that way. And so I'm really grateful for the people that listen and also for the people that implement, right? Those assignments that we give out. If you actually take this and do something with it, like, I don't know. I'm in awe of people that really, really take things to heart and change their life because of a piece of information that they decided to implement. So I'm really grateful for the listeners and thank you all for being on the journey with us.
Yeah, it was beautiful, Kate. That was just beautiful.
So with that said, I mean, I think this is a pretty good closing off. I wouldn't, if you guys have anything else you wanted to add, I kind of think that this is it. We kind of just completed season one, and yeah, I look forward to season two. It's going to be even more intense. And, you know, I would, you know what I would actually love is I would love to have the listeners that have gotten up to this point. If you can go and leave some feedback on any of our social media platforms or even in the comments on iTunes or wherever you're listening, what do you want to listen to in season two? What topics, what conversations would you like to have? What part of, you know, like, yeah, just tell us what you want and we will create content around that. You know, I would love to just have you guys like make this more interactive. Eventually, I think too that maybe season two, maybe season three, I want to have some people start calling in and I want to get some actual voices of our listeners on the show. Yeah, so anything you guys want, just be sure to leave some feedback and let us know what you think. And yeah, I don't really have anything more I want to say except thank you. I'm super grateful for everyone. Forward to season two, season three, season 10, season 20.
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, let's get this thing going. But season one is a wrap.
That's right. We got to start somewhere, right? And so as far as I'm concerned, I declare season one complete.
Woohoo. It's a bittersweet. I'm excited. And I know we're not really going anywhere, but it's still just hard. It feels weird to say the end of this thing, this phase, but it's good.
Yeah, it's great. So, it's always like the closing of this one chapter. And you're like, oh, what's going to happen in the next one?
What's going to happen? I think we'll do some video and some more on location stuff. And like Raj said, if you guys want to meet us somewhere, if you have an idea for an episode, let us know. We're formulating all of what season two is going to be right now.
Yeah, so we're growing and expanding. Like Raj said, leave us your feedback. Leave us your comments. Let us know your thoughts. We really do want to hear them. We really do care. We will listen. So I guess in that regard, thanks for listening. And we'll see you on season two.
Oh, season two's got some energy. I can feel it already.
Well, it starts on the playa, so you guys have that to look forward to.
Yeah, baby.
All right, folks. Well, be sure to subscribe. If you are a new listener, be sure to check out our previous episodes. Be sure to check us out on Facebook. We have the Blessed Podcast. We have a Facebook group. We have a fan page. We also are on Instagram. We do live streams in all of those platforms, and we also make posts on a regular on there. And we will see you in season two.